Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Angela Hogel calls herself a city girl through and through. In fact, she says if anyone 20 years ago had told her she would marry a farmer, she would have considered them crazy. In her book, Cracking Through the Eggshell, Angela takes a unique look at the trials of life living on a farm, and she shares a trial that God brought her through and through in perfect shape and the wonderful lesson he taught the city girl with life on the farm. Angela Hogel, author of Cracking Through the Eggshell, our guest on This Week in America. Angela, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to this conversation, and we'll get in depth into the book and the trial that God got you through here in great detail during the course of the interview. But first of all, let's start with the inspiration for the book. What made you think about writing this book, Cracking Through the Eggshell?
Well, you know, it just amazes me how many couples actually fight infertility. And, you know, going through our struggle, I just wanted to be out there and be an encouragement to those people and to show them they are not on their own and what God can do. And that was basically my inspiration, just to be an encouragement to those, not only with infertility, but anybody with, you know, we all struggle. We all have those times where we're, you know, having hard times, and just to be an encouragement to just, you know, those people.
And the book we're talking about is Cracking Through the Eggshell. Tell me about the title. How did you come up with that?
Well, actually, you know, again, we live on a farm, and being a city girl, as you said, I did not know a lot about animals, and it just really fascinated me as I got to learn more about raising chickens and how to hatch them out and the struggle they go through, that they have to go through that struggle, you know, otherwise they would die. And the egg tooth that is just given to them, it just long enough to hatch through that shell. And it just, you know, the whole idea of that, and it just came to my mind of how God brings us through these struggles and hard times for a reason. And if we don't go through those hard times, it's hard to grow. And he does that to us so that we will grow closer to him. And it was such a fascinating thing to me. That was how I came up with that title.
And the book is Cracking Through the Eggshell. Angela Hogel, that's H-O-G-L-E, is the author and our guest in the program. Book available at Amazon and wherever books are sold. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned in the beginning of the book, you thank a number of people, one being your husband, for his encouragement when you shared the idea with him of writing the book. What was this experience like for you and for him?
Well, you know, at first when I brought that to him and said, hey, how about I, you know, write down our experience, he really wasn't too excited. He thought, you know, oh, who would want to hear about, you know, our
yes.
trial. But, you know, as I got to going through it and writing about it, he got more excited about it and thought, you know, this is a good thing, you know, that we're sharing our experience with others and being an encouragement. And it was, you know, it actually took me about, because I started when my boy was about two writing it. So it took about 2 years to get it how I wanted it. But it was a long struggle, but I enjoyed it. And I think my husband really became very supportive of it.
Well, you're able to help so many people by sharing your experiences. And let's talk about embryo adoption. Why adopt? Explain the thinking behind that and how you got involved in this.
Okay, embryo adoption. We actually found a place down in Knoxville. And what it is different couples that actually are fighting infertility themselves have gone through IVF and have had, you know, these embryos done for them. And they basically are done with their families. They have as many kids as they would like, but have these extra embryos that they are, you know, just up in the air, not wanting, you know, not knowing what to do with them. And these different facilities, the one we went to, NEDC, are now available so that they can donate these embryos to them for couples like my husband and I who cannot have children. And it's a great opportunity for couples who can't have children, or even those who have children who would like some more, you know, and want to give these embryos life. It's a great way to do it. And they're frozen, waiting for a home. Just a couple that would love them. And
yes.
So it's,
when you look at the website, NEDC website, and we'll give you that information as we go through the program, the surplus of frozen human embryos, 700,000 to over 1 million. I was really surprised when I read that number.
Yes, yes. It is outstanding how many are out there just waiting. And that's why, you know, and it astounded me, you know, people, as we went through embryo adoption and started telling people about it, they don't even know embryo adoption is out there as an option for them to go through. And so that's another reason I really felt the need to write this book, to get the word out about embryo adoption. And, you know, it's such a wonderful way, you know, a woman gets to experience a pregnancy, you know, full term. And it just is a great way to adopt.
Angela Hogle, our guest on the program, that's H-O-G-L-E. The book is Cracking Through the Eggshell, book available wherever books are sold, and information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And they point out on their website, NEDC, that considering embryo donation or adoption is a big decision that has both emotional and financial concerns. Talk about that, and maybe in your case as well. It's not as simple as, yes, let's do it. There's really a lot of thought that goes into this, isn't there?
Right, right. There is. Yeah, you have to, first of all, you have to make sure you are prepared and ready, of course, for a family. But then, basically, embryo adoption is like any other adoption. You have to go through a home study. You have to make sure your home is all ready for that. And then once you get your home study done, then you have to go in and actually go to the physician there that does the transfer and find out if you are okay for a pregnancy. And there's a couple different doctors there. Dr. Keenan is the main one there right now, but they are getting another one there. My mind goes as far as his name, but Dr. Keenan is the main one, and you would go to him. He would clear you for a pregnancy. And then you have the choices of donors. They give you a list, and you are given all their medical history, eye color, hair color, anything like that. You want to know about them, and you choose a donor from there. And once you have chosen a donor, then you go in for a transfer. But you also, during that time, the woman is taking medication shots and stuff, preparing to take, you know, for the transfer.
Right.
And then you go in, have the transfer done, and wait 2 weeks for a pregnancy test. So
all of this is detailed in Angela's book, Cracking Through the Eggshell. It's an excellent read, and great information there. How long had the embryo that you used been frozen?
Actually, the one we used, they had actually been frozen for 4 years. And it's just amazing how that, you know, after 4 years, they can still use it and bring life. And a lot, actually, there was one that had actually been frozen for about 20. It's just, it's unbelievable what they can do. And it's,
you know, it really is.
He actually,
go ahead and finish.
He actually has siblings that are 8 years old, because he's 4 now, and they were 4 years, you know, he was frozen for 4, so he
just
has siblings that are 8.
Just amazing as you read this. It's a whole world out there that, honestly, I didn't know a whole lot about. When you started this process, how did you find the NEDC in the first place?
Well, actually, how we got started was Focus on the Family. It used to be with Dr. James Dobson, but now is with someone else. But they have what's called snowflake adoption. But with their adoption, you never know where you're going to have to go to get your embryos and all that. So they actually referred us to a place in Akron, Ohio, because that's a little closer to us living in Ohio. And so we called the one in Akron, and they said, well, you know, we work with this one down in Knoxville, Tennessee, the National Embryo Donation Center, and we would actually, you know, like for you to try them. They have great percentage. I mean, they are high in their ratings. And so that's actually how we got in contact with NEDC, was actually through Focus on the Family.
With us on the program, Angela Hogel. The book is Cracking Through the Eggshell, Her Story. How can someone find out more about embryo adoption? Again, a number of people that probably could use the service be interested at least in exploring the topic, the service that's out there, not okay. aware of it. How did they go about getting more information?
The best way I would say is to get a hold of the NEDC, because they do take donors as well as recipients. So that would be the best way. Look them up online, or their phone number is 866-585-8549. And again, this is all written in my book at the end, all their information, but their number is 1-866-585-8549.
And if you wonder what kind of impact this has on a life, you'll see the picture, and I believe we're showing it, the video version of this, of Angela and what she calls her boo bear. Talk about the impact, how life has changed and what this has meant for you.
Oh, wow. It has just been unbelievable, Rick. It, you know, for especially as long as we waited for this to come along, which was about 16 years, he has just made such a change in our life, such a joy in our life. You know, you long for that so much, to have a family, to have someone call you mom or call you dad. And, you know, when they do that, it just, you can't explain the feeling when you've waited so long for that family. And he has just brought us such an amount of joy. And he is just a ray of sunshine in our life.
Did you reach a point in your life where you thought this was never going to happen?
Oh, yes, definitely, Rick, definitely. You know, and I explain this a little bit more in my book, but there was a time we went through an adoption that fell through, an open adoption, and the birth mother changed her mind. And we just thought we were done. We did not want to go through anymore. But yeah, we just felt this leading of the Lord to try embryo adoption.
And the result is written in the book, Cracking the Eggshell. Angela Hogel with us on the program. Started off talking about a city girl, never going to marry a farmer, would certainly never live on a farm. You've done that now for a number of years. What have you learned from living on the farm? I get the impression that this is okay with you. It's a way of life that you never expected to be experiencing, and you're enjoying it and learning from it.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, there's nothing like, to me, the life on the farm down that we're actually celebrating in actually the 25th of this month, next week, next Wednesday, our 20th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. Yeah. And, you know, within these 20 years, I have just learned so much from living on the farm. And, you know, it just teaches the kids so much about, you know, we do so much produce and where your food comes from and life, the responsibility of taking care of the animals and what it takes to do that. And just there's so much there to learn when you live on a farm. It's just, yes, I have really learned to enjoy it very much.
And it sounds like a convert. If your husband said, how about a condo in the city? I think you'd say, no, I'm quite happy on the farm. I'm just going to stay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. At this point, I would. Yeah, definitely.
You are such a talented writer in telling the story, and it's a very important story that's going to help so many people. Are there any other books that you're working on? Anything else? Any other subjects you'd like to write about?
Yeah, I have thought about some. It's kind of up in the air right now, which direction I am going to go. But yes, there is a thought of a possible another book coming out. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll stay in touch and be able to talk about that. And I got a minute or so left in the program. What's this experience writing the book been like? Not just writing the book, but getting the feedback and finding out that you are reaching out to people who, like you, thought there was no hope, and suddenly, all of a sudden, there's a new family member. What's that been like for you?
Oh, that is just, it's unbelievable, Rick. It's such a joy to see, you know, being able to make a difference in someone's life, you know. In fact, you know, Rick, I have to share, there was a man who was working with my husband who, he found out his wife couldn't have children and was very upset. And, you know, he ran into the house and said, hey, you got a copy of your book. I want to give the man the copy of the book so his wife can read it. And, you know, it's those type of things that is just, that have been coming up since the book has come out, that is just thrilling to me that I get to make a difference in someone's life and be an encouragement and show them that the different directions that they could go to adopt.
Well, you've been a blessing in so many lives and continue to be with the book Cracking Through the Eggshell. Our guest on the program has been Angela Hogle. If you Google that, that's H-O-G-L-E. Book available wherever books are sold. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Angela, a great book, a great message you're getting out there. Again, it was fascinating reading, getting some information on the whole process there. It's something that far more extensive than I thought when I began the process of going through the book. Thank you for sharing your story on the program.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Rick. I appreciate it so much.
It is our pleasure. Angela Hogle, our guest, the book Cracking Through the Eggshell, book available wherever books are sold, and you can find it by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.